You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.
Let some stuff, let it go. You got to let it go. Because you got to let him fix this over here. You got to let it go. I ain't up in your business. Whoever got to listen, he'll listen. You need him to fix something for you. But you want God to do this what you can do. I told you. I was listening to one of them stations. And this woman was getting down with this song. And I thought about you. I told you many things. I don't wait around to see that you believe it. But I said, I know. And they can sing this song. That was a sign that God will meet you when you get in a hard, low place. The enemy took that. He done took various things. But he can't take nothing that God has placed in you in there. I don't care how it look and how it's operating like I won. But God is on the wind, and I don't care what it is and who it is. You need a healing. Like my koshaba. Mighty DLC Kande Bosaya. But see, let me tell you one thing. I found out reason I'm scared to let anybody talk me out of this Jesus, because I where he done brought me from, and he picked me up in a low place when the doctor said, you ain't gonna live. And I said, I ain't gonna live unless you tell me. But I want to be saved, and I want to operate out of being saved. Whatever you allow to happen in my life, whoever got to go out of my life, if my children decide they don't want, that's fine. I want you to be Lord in my life. Are you hearing me? And he fixed all them things that been broken up. He fixed them. And I ain't talking about nobody faking it. I'm talking about somebody know that only he can fix it. He's a healer. Sometimes we don't want to go through that what we don't want to go through. But the only way we're going to get to him and get our healing, make up your mind, I'm going to try to go through. And at the end, he's going to win. That's what you got to do. I see that the enemy been troubling your spirit. But on today, I speak in the name of Jesus. And it is O.C. that love us more than we can ever love ourselves or anybody else. That God, you God of another chance. And we don't know how many, but I want to take advantage of this one. And forget about me. Forget about anything. And say, God, I want to be in this place that I'll be assured whatever come and go, you're still there with me. And you're keeping me. Every time it looked like I ain't going to make it, you step in and turn it around. And it'll be kushane bosa. Mabakuni yasi. This fire that the enemies thought he took and abused it and used it, I speak in the name of Jesus. You didn't take it, and you might have abused it, but the great I am, with all seeing eyes, all knowing, knew it before it happened. On today, I thank you for the touch from our head to our feet. Pick them up, because you need to walk on some things. You need to walk on them in the name of Jesus. Just, I want you to do this for me. When you get to your house, I want you to walk in every room up in your house. And shake it a little bit when you go in that one. Out here. Out over here. Out over there. Got to go. Amen. You got to go. I know that I know. that God is greater. He gave me an assignment like this. He said, I want you to get up and go through this house. I was so despondent, I said, I don't think I can do it. But the Holy Ghost, remember what I told you? The Holy Ghost will empower you. And when I got up, I began to tear up the house by myself, just praising God. But ain't nothing too hard for God. Oh, people want to get down thinking it ain't God. Don't mess with it if you don't believe he can do anything but fail. Now, when you go through your house, I hear you, Lord. It gonna break the chain of command. Because he can do it. I see it coming back already. You can't take it because you didn't give it to me. I ain't hear nobody up in here. Be cute and miss your breakthrough. But he's a mighty God. Come on, dance with me, Pastor. Oh, no, you know how I get down. I ain't hear nobody. Oh, when you get 70 plus, you better be, don't be no hater. Turn around there, Andy. Turn it around. Because even your mind gonna flip it around. Because the enemy done did a job on you. But God is greater than the job that was designed to be done. He is doing this mighty thing. He's doing these great things. Because there's some things that you miss. This closeness of connection that with him, I ain't hear you. But God will let the enemy be a liar. That you can be glory. That you will tell somebody what the Lord has done again. And I didn't deserve it. But all King Jesus brought me to the end of me. And said, now do you believe me? Hallelujah, to believe that I am your keeper. Do you believe that I am everything you need? Oh, somebody give him praise. Somebody tell him yes. Yes, for my soul, yes. Oh, I give him praise. Sister Debbie, stand up here. You know, when you was in the club, you got down. Huh? This a new club with Jesus. I know the enemy done put some weight on you various places. But move it like you want it. Move it like you want it. And when you want it, he gonna give it to you. Do you hear me what I'm saying? Oh, he gonna give it to you. He gonna give you a release. He gonna give you a release. Release, release, in the name of Jesus, release, lose your hope, lose your power, lose here, in the name of Jesus, lose, hallelujah, she got the victory up in you, Jesus, I give you praise, I speak to your knees, I speak to your thighs, I speak to your legs, power, come on down from on high, empower her. Fingers ain't gonna make it. You can't fake this Jesus. I said you can't fake this Jesus. He won't even let you get over there. He'll sit your tail down. I ain't hear nobody. I bless him today. Raise your hand, Brother Vince. Ever since your mother been gone, God been blowing your mind. If I ain't talking to you right, call me. He's been blowing your mind. Most of all, I hear him say, with my peace. My peace I give unto you. I hear him tell you, don't worry about your brother. Because I am his caretaker. You serve me. And I'll show you I can take care of him. Oh, you hear me? Hallelujah. Oh, my God. See, your mother gone. Just in case somebody thought that she was his caretaker, she wasn't. He is his caretaker. You hear me what I'm saying? God just been blessing you abundantly. Hallelujah. When I see you sitting down and the enemy wants you to think mother's gone, but God don't allow you to get down like that. Call me if I ain't talking to you. That's the power of the Most High God. That's him showing you, I'll be everything that you need. Don't lie to these promoters. If they ain't promoting this Jesus, let them back off you. Come with a word. Come and tell me what the Lord has done for you. Are you hearing me? And I ain't talking about faking it. I ain't talking about faking it. What he has done for you. He has given me a peace. He will give you a joy. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. See, God know how to fix everything that he need to fix. And he fixed it. Let him keep on fixing you. He has given you things. He put things in your hand if I ain't talking to you. Mm-hmm. But most of all, my peace I give unto you. Oh, you hear me what I'm saying? I see some word ratio. I want you to, I ain't going to call it, but I'm going to tell you, let it go. Is it all right? When I touched you, I saw this. No, you got to let it go. When you let everything go, God will show you I can. We can hold on to some stuff like we can fix it. You ain't fixed it by now. And you can't fix it when you're worrying about it. Let God show you I got this. Now, hear me. Watch my finger. It's all right. Miss Calla. Miss, yeah. He's a winner every time. My God is a winner every time. I told you, all God done brought you through, and the enemy still want to play with you. You got to look above and keep on looking a little higher. That means I'm looking at him, not at it and not at that. Is that good enough? And what he wants you, with all that he done brought you through, not having a job, not having a boo, but he's showing you I can provide. See, we false accuse too many people and we don't put our hands at myself. God, you show me myself. We ain't careful, we'll be given just like who we point our finger at. Just talking about Pastor Grant. But when you make up your mind, I want God to keep me. He take you through transition. Oh, you hear me what I'm saying? I got a sister. I got a lot of sisters. This sister husband was a book of bad, but he was good looking and fine. She believed if it, he said it was raining outside. That's what it was. That was some good love, girl. But because she was faithful to him. I can't go over there. I don't know nobody here I can grab and find out. But I went there. But God rewarded her. He peeped, brother man. Up by his collar. Out. He said, I don't want to go. But you got to go now. You done abused all my blessings. You got to go now. But because God was looking to see, can you not take it personal? He blessed her more than enough. And the brother's still gone. He can't come back. Ain't that something? I see where the Lord been to release a house. You hear me? And don't you worry, because God's still working miracles. might be talked about as a sign to you. Are you hearing me? As a sign to you. Is it okay if I say this? Before they shut down your job, the Lord told me to come to your job. He said, tell her this word. You can leave God's pathetic, because some people think that's fixing. And I didn't come to tell you to stay. I come to tell you what thus said the Lord. Say, if you leave me, what he was saying, you're going to get up out of here. But God, he releasing us newness. Yesterday, God, you will not worry and have your guards up anymore. You're going to let them down because Jesus is your source. Let them talk. They'll get tired after a while. Haters don't walk in blessing because they hate too much. He's going to do that. And God is healing the brokenness that we bring on ourselves. Sometimes we add pain and disappointment ourselves because we think it's about ourselves, but it's about the place that God want to bring you in. See, you got a way to get our attention, and we have to back up off on who we are. We have to back up off our self-righteous memo, and we all of that, and we ain't none of that, because we can look at somebody else, but I'm just a nasty. I ain't hearing you today, but I give you praise. Pull it out and let it go. Pull it out. In the name of Jesus. If you don't let it go, you will stay in bondage. And I don't care who you are. You can speak in tongues and see a rat before he run in the hole. You're still in bondage. If you don't let God take it out. My God. Hallelujah. Brother Jason, stand up and give God some praise. Because the enemy want to suicide you. But equal shot at both sides. But God, being God, he's greater than the adversary. Oh, my God, I give you praise. I praise him because he done did it again. Hallelujah. You take the day, not tomorrow. Take the day that God has proven to me he did it again. My God, my God. My shop, I need your seat. He's looking for a praise, and if you ain't got them, don't let him make you get one. That's a false one. He's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. He's a healer. And can't nobody tell me, ain't if he ain't done nothing for you, don't mess with me. If you done went to the doctor and they didn't do you no good. Some things we don't even know we got. We think we straight. But he's my healer. He's my healer. When I got in this accident, I was upstairs feeling despondent. Pastor said, come downstairs, Pastor. He says to me, he says, I see where the enemy had a sign for you to be out of here. And I know, because he ain't mad when you get up on the truck. Ain't hear nobody. I called Sister Barbara up this Sunday, and I got in an accident that Wednesday. See, you can't play with this thing because the enemy will come and get you and take your tail out of here. Whether she received what I said or not, I know God told me. And the enemy going to try to take you out. Don't play with it. I don't care how smart you are and you here all day and all night and you ain't misinterpret what he said. Don't play with him. I ain't hit nobody. I'm grateful to God that he showed me as he did when he said, you shall live and declare my word. Oh, a whole lot done took place, but it ain't took his word for being true. You're going to still go through some suffering, but he want to put his joy inside of you, and you won't murmur complain about your suffering. Everybody doing wrong and you doing so right, you better check yourself. Because your self-righteousness will mess you up. Somebody talk to me in the house. No, he is a righteous, not self-righteous. He's a righteous God. And when he wants you to come into this place with him, it ain't no longer religious and tradition. It's about Father business. Not yours. My God. When I got in this accident, the airbags came out all around in the car. And I couldn't get out the car. And the guy threw me out in the middle of this. And a young man, Spanish guy, I don't know where he came from and I don't know where he went. He said, ma'am, get out the car. And I said, I can't get out. And he got the door open. And he took me out. He said, give me your phone, who you want me to call? I said, call my son. And he kept on saying, in the name of Jesus, I lay my hands on this. God got somebody stationed in the time to show you that I'm God. And it's amazing. At all the things he want, because somebody say, oh, she's just showing off with dancing. But if you don't know what you're talking about, please don't mess with it. Because he'll come and open up your safe deposit box. He told me, I didn't ask you to dance out of your clothes. I asked you to dance. And the first thing I say, religious folks and tradition folks said ain't no good. I danced enough in the club that don't want to dance no more. If you ain't been there, you're supposed to have a good time up in there. You know what I'm talking about, brother. Dance till you get happy. But he said, I want you to dance so somebody can see. Young lady, I'm over 70 and I know I look good. I don't need nobody to say. But to show somebody that I can. You don't know my story, and I ain't trying to tell you because you don't care no way. But every one of us should have a story, what God has done for us. I keep on being truth to myself, Sister Barbara. This hurt me so bad, but you a healer. My God, my God. We're forced to get another car for folks to talk about you. You hear me what I'm saying? But we serve the mighty God. I'm sure he could learn me how to ride a moped or a scooter. But he ain't got that desperate before I go down to a scooter. Is it okay to be real? So I give him praise for whatever he allowed. That means I got a car note now. But there's any shortage in when you obeying God. We got to get rid of the haters clean. And say, God, you are greater. I thank him for allowing me to be here. And I don't say it boastfully. I say it with an attitude of gratitude. This young man, I don't know where he went. Oh, you hear me? I don't know where he went. And I was looking around to try to tell him thank you.
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for Our Schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreachministry.com.